ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。A 回答紙のその2、49から68に回答してください。
This is a test of your listening ability. Listen to the recordings and select the best answer from choices A to D. Mark your answers from 49 to 68 on the answer sheet.There are two sections to the test, Section A and Section B. Section A has 10 questions. Section B has 4 passages. Passages 1 and 2 have 2 questions each, and passages 3 and 4 have 3 questions each. In both sections, you will hear the recordings only once. Mark your answer as soon as each recording has finished. You will have about 10 seconds to answer each question.You're encouraged to make notes on the question paper as you listen. Section A. In Section A, you will hear 10 dialogues. For each one, choose the best answer to the question you hear. Listen to the following example.
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know.But the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave soon? The correct answer is C. Now we will begin the test.
Dialogue 1.
Hi, Dave. I can see from all of the newspapers in front of you that you still haven't decided on a place to live when you relocate to London.
Hi, May. You're right. We really can't decide whether to rent an apartment or a house. My wife really likes the space that a house offers compared to an apartment. It also means that I can easily park my car right outside, which would be convenient, too.
I used to live in a house in London, but found it far more expensive than living in an apartment. There were also times, if I was alone, that it could be a bit scary. I found it more relaxing living in an apartment block with many people around me.
I see what you mean. You've almost convinced me to go for an apartment now. Since the company will cover most of the rent, I wasn't too concerned about the cost of a house, but I never really thought about the security that comes with having lots of people around. My wife will certainly like that because I'll be away from home so much with my new job. I'll call her now and see what she thinks.
Question 49. Why is the man thinking about renting an apartment instead of a house?Dialogue 2.
Hi, Masashi. I heard that you're going to study abroad in America next year. Is that true?
Yeah, I've pretty much decided that I will.
When are you going?
I'm not sure. It's kind of complicated because of differences in the school years. You know, in America, their school year starts in September and goes on until June.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my teacher advised me to go at the beginning of their school year,and then come back to Japan in March before the start of our next school year in April. That makes sense in a lot of ways, but I'm still not so sure. I kind of wish that I could spend a whole year there.
Question 50. When does the man's teacher advise him to study in America?Dialogue 3.
Hello?
Hello, could I speak with Leonard Wilson, please?
I'm sorry, but my husband's not in right now. Can I give him a message?
This is Dr. Gerald Smith's office. Your husband has an appointment with us at 10:30 tomorrow morning. I'm just calling to remind him.
He should be back home in an hour or so. Would you like me to have him call you back?
No, that's not necessary, but please ask Mr. Wilson to come on time. This is his first visit with us, and we have some papers for him to fill out.
Okay, I'll let him know.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Question 51. When her husband gets home, what will the woman do? Dialogue 4.
Excuse me. Do you have change for a 500 yen coin? I need it for the coin locker.
I have 300 yen coins, 350 yen coins, and 510 yen coins. Will that be okay?
That's great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Question 52. What does the woman receive in exchange for her 500 yen coin? Dialogue 5.
I'm going to take out the garbage now. Today is still the day for throwing away plastic bottles, isn't it?
No, Wednesdays have changed to cans and glass bottles. Plastic bottles are now collected on Mondays. And don't forget that household garbage is now collected on Tuesdays and Fridays.
Okay, I'll make a note of that.
Question 53. What is the day for throwing away plastic bottles? Dialogue 6.
Jackie, can you see my mobile phone anywhere in the living room?
No, it's definitely not here. Have you checked in the kitchen? That's where you usually leave it.
Yeah, that's the first place I looked. I couldn't see it. I've also checked the study too, but there's no sign of it there.
Weren't you using it in the bathroom just before you came to bed last night?
That's it, you're right. I was talking to Alan.
Question 54. Where did the man leave his mobile phone? Dialogue 7.
Oh, Michael, you've brought me some flowers. Thank you so much.
Well, I remembered it was your birthday.
Ah, how kind. They're lovely. Tell you what, while I unwrap them, would you look inside that cabinet next to the armchair? You'll see some vases inside. Could you get me the blue one?
I can't see it. There's an orange vase, though.
I think the blue vase is behind it.
Oh, yeah, I can see it. Why don't you use this green vase instead? It's really nice.
I would, but it's cracked. I knocked it over. Unfortunately, I did the same with the yellow vase your mother gave me for my last birthday.
Question 55. Which vase will the woman use for the flowers? Dialogue 8.
Have you thought of what you'd like to do this Saturday evening?
Yeah, there's a movie on TV, so I was thinking we could stay home and watch it.
Wouldn't you rather go to the movie theatre instead? We could get dinner at a restaurant before watching the movie.
Okay. Going out sounds good. How about eating at home, though, to save some money?
All right. I'll check the times.
Question 56. What will the man and woman do on Saturday night? Dialogue 9.
Good morning and welcome to Casey's Department Store. To celebrate our 30th anniversary, we are discounting many items throughout the store. For ladies, we offer up to 75% off selected items on the third floor. And for today only, we are giving away bath towels to the first 50 customers who spend more than $100 in our bathroom section. Also, if you're feeling a bit hungry, why not visit our food court on the fifth floor and enjoy our special anniversary meals for only $4.99? We hope that you enjoy your visit to Casey's.
Question 57. What does the announcement tell shoppers? Dialogue 10.
Hi, can I take your order?
Can I have a hot coffee and an iced coffee?
What size would you like? We have small, medium, large, and extra large.
A medium hot coffee and a large iced coffee, please.
Sure. Anything else?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Okay, that comes to 7:15.
Question 58. What does the woman order?
Section B. In Section B, you will hear four passages. Passages 1 and 2 have two questions each, and passages 3 and 4 have three questions each. All the questions are printed in the test booklet. Mark your answers on the answer sheet as soon as each recording has finished.
Passage 1.
Hello, this is the Jane Smith Radio Show. Welcome, listeners. Today's guest is photographer Bill Thompson. You may have seen his work in local galleries or on his website. Welcome, Bill.
Thanks, Jane. I'm happy to be here.
Well, Bill, you are certainly well known in this area. Tell us a little about your career.
It all started when I took an art class in high school. The photography teacher was really encouraging, so I took photos and sent them in to the school magazine. After graduating from university with a degree in journalism, I started my career here, photographing local news and events for the Newtown News. Unfortunately, that newspaper closed down, and so I switched to writing a column for a photography magazine. On some weekends, I hold photography workshops at Newtown Community College. These changes have given me the chance to take the photos that I really want to.
Yes, you went from news photography to nature photography. Why the change?
When a news story breaks, it's important to get to the scene as fast as possible and snap anything that seems important. It's very hurried. Nature photography is much more relaxed. You have to be patient if you want good photos of the sea, landscapes, and other natural things. I prefer to take my time.
Do you have any favorite subjects, or time of day, or...?
Yes, I like taking close-ups of flowers, either at sunup or sundown. The light at that time of day is different from regular daylight. I can get details that I don't see at other times. I also sometimes like to explore how water looks on leaves in the springtime or just after rain.
My favorite pictures are your pictures of birds. They're fantastic. Well, thank you, Bill Thompson. We need to take a short break now, and we'll be back with your phone-in questions, emails, and tweets.
Passage 2.
Hi, Marcia. What are you reading in the newspaper?
Another article about the Bunda Automobile Company. You know that my father works at their factory in Osaka, right? They're going to close it down at the end of the month, and he'll have to move to help set up the new factory.
They were thinking of moving the factory to somewhere like Nara or Sapporo, weren't they?
Yes, they were. But since most of the car parts are manufactured near Nagoya, they thought it'd be better to relocate there. But in the end, they decided it'd be cheaper to go overseas.
Oh, yeah. Where?
At one time, it looked like Mexico was the first choice. But they settled on South Korea because it'll be cheaper and it's nearer to Japan.
I guess that it's probably going to be some time before the new factory is ready for operation. At least a year, I imagine?
Well, let's see. My father says it'll take 3 months to move the machinery to the new factory. Then another 3 months after that to set everything up. So to get the factory ready for production will take 6 months.
Wow, I guess your father's going to be incredibly busy then.
Passage 3.
Our next news item is about life expectancy. Figures issued today by the government show that women in Britain are living longer than at any time in history. The longest lived are women in England, who average 82.8 years. Women in Scotland trail their English counterparts by more than 2 years, with an average of 80.7 years. Women in Northern Ireland and Wales average the same, 82.1 years. However, women in Britain are far behind those in Japan, who, at an average of 86.4 years, are the world's longest-lived women. Strangely, when compared with Japanese women, men in Japan are not number one in the world for living a long life. The men of Switzerland are ranked first, closely followed by men from Iceland, with an average 80.8 and 80.5 years, respectively. At an average of 79.9 years, Japanese men do, however, live longer than men in England, who can expect to live 79 years. The secret to the long life of Japanese people is in the healthy food that they eat. Fish forms an important part of their diet, with the consumption of octopus and squid being particularly high compared to Britain and most other countries. But where Japan leads the world is in the amount and variety of seaweed eaten. In addition to seaweed, dinner in a Japanese household will frequently include fish, a variety of vegetables, and soybean products such as tofu. All these healthy foods help to reduce the chance of Japanese people developing high blood pressure and the high cholesterol levels that affect many people in Britain.
Passage 4.
Hi, Jen. I heard that your kids go to Pinecrest Summer Camp.
Yeah, that's right. They went there for 2 weeks last year.
Is that the longest time they can go to camp?
No, most of their friends go for four. That's what our kids are going to do this year. But some of their friends have been for 6 weeks. Kids can stay up to 8 weeks.
I've actually been thinking of sending my son Noah to Pinecrest this year, too. What did your kids think of it?
Oh, Mary and Joseph were crazy about it. They love swimming and the other water activities in the lake. When they got back, they wouldn't stop singing the camp songs, day and night. Before they went to camp, they got really excited about riding a horse. But when they got there, they enjoyed the canoe trips best.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Is Pinecrest expensive?
A little, but it's worth it. A 2-week session costs $800 per child, but it's only $1,500 for 4 weeks. Each additional 2-week session costs another $500. So that would be $2,000 for 6 weeks and $2,500 for 8.
Well, you've convinced me. Noah will join Mary and Joseph at Pinecrest this summer. I'll send him for 2 weeks. I think that's enough for the first time.
That's great. He's going to love it. Listen, when I get home, I'll send you the webpage link by email. It's got lots of useful information, including the registration form.
Thanks, I'd really appreciate that.
This is the end of the listening test.